All right, friends, we will now start our social time. And we heard Rav telling us in the lesson that above reason means that you accept each and every friend as though he exists already in the final correction and can't stray from that state. Again, above reason means that you accept each and every friend as though he's already in the final correction and can't stray from that state. So in our tens now, in a workshop, we'd like to clarify between us, what does it mean to accept each and every friend as though he's in the final correction? Again, question for an active workshop. What does it mean to accept each and every friend as if he's in the final correction?
To accept every friend as if they're in the final correction. That means that I look at all the friends and I accept what I see, what they're doing, how they're working, how they're trying, and I understand that this is how the Creator expected it to be in the end of correction. That it's not like a corruption or something that there's a mistake there, but a friend does what he does because he's in the final correction.
The end of correction is utter bestowal. So if I accept every friend as someone who works from a desire to bestow, then I accept him as corrected and I treat him accordingly.
It's
worth seeing it like that. That if you put a friend, you see his merits, you see him in the end of correction, so it gives you hope that one day you can be great as he is.
Yes, and what Eyal said clicked for me. It's like a place where there's no corruptions, no flaws at all. The friend is perfect. It's just what I see in my eyes, but there's also what we do towards that. We have to think, as we heard yesterday, we have to think about the final picture and then where we are today, and the gap is this make-believe, where we put our labor, our effort to see the friend that way, even though my ego disrupts me, disturbs me, but I have to try to see the friend in the final correction.
The friend is a representative of the Creator. That if I look at him, I see an example how to come close to the Creator.
If I want to walk on the path of truth and be somewhat similar to the Creator, then I have to aim myself this way, to see everyone as corrected in the end of correction, or at least on the way there, and that's the picture I should aspire to, that this will be my inner reality.
The ego constantly measures whatever he sees. Where am I compared to this? And searching constantly for how I'm above the other. That's how we're programmed. And the friend, we have to see him as if he's in the final correction, that he's above me. And it's unnatural.
Yes, if if that's how we relate, then it means we have to throw away all the doubts. No doubts. The friend only acts out of pure bestowal and whatever I don't see or feel, it means that it unequivocally needs to be corrected in me. If he's not in the final correction, then I'm not there yet. I'm still uncorrected. And that puts everything in front of you. It's a good exercise.
We have a friend from Australia, Choto, who's saying this. It means to love every friend, to love him as yourself. It's only above reason, and only the Creator can do that. And to continue what Choto said, the matter of the end of correction is the matter of love, the love of the friend. That means that I have to love the friend. Unconditionally, what does that mean? The only thing I can depict is maybe the way I love my kids. I love my children no matter what they do. They're a part of me. So maybe the end of correction, or to see every friend as the correction, is to see everybody as part of my soul. They're a part of me, and I love him. I'm concerned of him. I take care of him like a father to a child. How to do it? We also got from Rav a tip. We should do exercises in the 10, in the group, to practice it. We need to start practicing love, acting in love towards the friends.
If he's in the end of correction, that means he's working out of complete love. So if I don't feel it as such, that means I am not corrected. And with regards to that too, there's a good influence towards me, because it shows me where can I advance and correct myself and ask for more contact with the Creator and more strength to go above my reason and be more in bestowal.
Like Eyal, it says about love that the whole math and reason of the will to receive, we use that when a feeling of love lands on a person and gives him great pleasure that comes from a different source, that it's not from himself. And when you really make efforts to love, to aim yourself to love, you can really see the Creator working in every friend. And the friend as great. And to be in gratitude to the Creator that He gave me such friends that can raise me. So love is the name of the game.
When you spoke, it came to mind that a point that we're not in yet, but we want to be in it, because this wisdom is so realistic that it puts you in front of your true state. If you're included in the 10, you see exactly where you are with regards to love and bestowal, and it helps you stop imagining. So when we say here, as if in the final correction, that's our work, to turn imagination to reality. In our daily efforts to connect, we do that, and that helps us begin to depict the friend in the final correction. The work of choosing the friends in the 10 every day is another step that everyone makes to open our common heart. And bit by bit, we get softer. And then the ego, the will to receive, is pushed aside, and the will to bestow, you suddenly feel, exists in the 10. The eyes see differently. It's a beautiful thing.
We also hear that the greatness of the Creator is as the greatness of the friend, and it can't be more than that. Maybe we can say that the more the friend is closer, so we can feel the goal is close.
It's
that you listen to the friend, like now in the workshop. You want to make an effort to be with him with all your heart. You want to accept what he says as the most important and the greatest thing you'll hear.
And if the friend is in the end of correction, so the most beneficial position towards him is to be in a state of learning, to see what examples of bestowal the Creator is teaching me through him. It's just like revelation of the Creator. A person corrected in the final correction resembles the Creator, just to copy him.
Friends, we will soon move to a workshop question. We want that afterwards we'll hear everyone from the world Kli, from the tens in the hall. So please write down what you're about to talk about in the what you're going to say in the workshop. The question is this: how do we come to see the friends in the final correction? Let's build and plan the inner exercise between us, inner exercises from today until the Congress, to bring us to that state. Again, how do we come to see the friends in the final correction? Let's build and plan the inner exercises between us today and until the convention to bring us to that state.
We just depicted the ideal state and how to reach it. It's hard because it makes me format myself and change myself. So I don't think we're going to invent something we didn't do before, although there's always inventions. So let's think of things that we can reinvent or strengthen, take a part in the preparation, and do it.
A practical exercise. This evening we have a meal, so every friend who comes to the meal should think and feel that he's now coming to meet the Creator in this meal. And how would he prepare for this meal if the Creator would wait for him there? And what gift would he bring the Creator? And how would he prepare internally all day to feel to feel that in the evening he's meeting the Creator? The person has to somehow always awaken himself. How did Rav say it today? You have to want it. I think he said it like that. It depends on man's desire. That was one of the answers in the beginning. We want to get to this meeting this evening, for example, right, as an exercise. That's it. We're going to meet the Creator. What would I do if that's what I would feel?
Yesterday, in the Zoom, Oren gave an exercise to speak about a friend who gives us inspiration. And then when we started talking about the friend, so you start seeing and remembering their greatness, you see more angles you haven't seen before, how they're great in this, they're great in that. And the more we increase the friends, there's a better chance that we will also adhere to them. Like Rami said, it pays off.
I think that this make-believe, or that a person has to depict to himself a state he wasn't in yet, that's a big thing. It's a great thing, because if a person deals with what he does know, what he has been through, he can't really evolve. Our entire development should direct us forward to the more advanced states. So we have to feel lucky that we were given the opportunity to work together. You can equip yourself with the more imagination power and depicting power of 10 other friends who depict for you where will be, how the perfect whole state looks like. And this depiction serves us as a point of reference of where we aspire to. So until the Congress, in 2 weeks, to plan the steps, that's kind of big for us. But the efforts we can make today, that's up to us. So let's make an effort and see where we go. And really, let's start from our meeting tonight.
Yeah, these efforts need to start even before our meal. We should come to the meal already warmed up. So it doesn't matter, meal or not, we heard the importance of doing the exercises. It doesn't mean we have to do new things we never did. We have to exercise love. Exercise how I turn to the friend above my ego and try to love him. Anyone in their own style. Like if I turn to Eyal, it's not the way I'm going to turn to Chaim. And that's up to me. Every friend has like a number of efforts he does. I practically really connect to things that kind of break our routine. All the exercise that Owen and Itzik do, they give us an example every week. Questions, how to love the friends more, let's talk about the friends more, let's open our hearts, not to let a person rest in some dormant state, but to speak of love. All day we're dealing with nonsense, so start talking about love. That's the true exercise. So if we can exercise a little task of love we're doing together, we'll get above it.
I'm reading the question again, and this phrase of inner exercise brings up thoughts about how should it be expressed, because all the external exercises we do awaken each and everyone's inner work. So it's still something we'd like to maintain throughout the whole day and increase it until the convention. So let's try to focus on it today. This meeting, this Thursday meeting we have, is very special for us. Let's try to feel what is it in this physical gathering we wait for the entire week that can really drive us to thinking about each other, the goal, this inner exercise that we can really amplify.
Okay, friends, let's listen in the General Assembly. We want to hear all the groups in the Alvut system. Please put up your question marks. And the first 10 that's going to be stood to society is PT27, please.
There are full scrolls, the friends have said, it's all gold, so some highlights. Try to see the Creator behind all the friends. Try to see the Creator behind all the friends. Additionally, to try to work with the text as a medicine that works on us, beyond the guidance it gives, just to feel how the text shapes and molds in us everything that Rabash says.
חברים בכלי העולמי, לשים סימני שאלה, אחרת אני אבחר ממי שנמצא פה מולי במסך.
כן, בנוסף, תרגיל כזה שאנחנו בהמשך הסדנה.
An exercise that continuing the workshop, so we listen to the friend and we depict that he's speaking from the end of correction.
כן, מוטי, בבקשה.
מוטי, פליז.
כן, אנחנו היום קודם כל נפגשים, יש לנו סעודה.
Yes, we are meeting today, we have a meal, so we decided to work on this. But yesterday we wrote a few items. The first one is really beautiful. I want to read it to you. I don't know what is above reason, but we're taking that as a goal above reason.
בבקשה, אסף.
מחיצוניות
לפנימיות. From internality to externality, first we register to the Congress. Second, we take a duty to the Congress because we come to serve and not receive. Three, we start aiming our relation. I love everyone. Each one is searching for his love towards the friend and not to expect the friend for anything, just to accept him and try and reach an open heart towards them. And in the end we said, just like the Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma example, his students weren't corrected, but in his attitude, in his relation, he reached the state that he saw them as corrected.
Thank you very much. New York 2, go ahead.
Hey guys. Yeah, we were thinking that really there's not much we can do on this question unless we strap ourselves together and make a raft and go against the stream. The current is always pulling in the opposite direction. So we thought we'd just throw everything at it, you know, put it in the morning prayer. We have three calls a day, actually, so we're going to put it in every call. We also occasionally do a thing where one friend will call another friend. And it's so every one friend calls any other friend in the 10. So we'll do one of those for the morning and the afternoon regarding it as well. And we'll just throw everything we can at it, just making that contact and to talk about the exercises and what it is, where that resistance is. And we're also thinking about making a 10s diary, which is something else that we've done. Well, with all these things, all the tens have done, of course, and a lot of them are doing. But just thoroughly just wash the whole of our entire life with it, you know, up into the Congress so that we can, you know, hopefully make that jump with you guys. Love you. Okay.
Asia, בבקשה.
Asia, please.
Thank you, friends. Thank you for the opportunity. What we thought is to work more with all the article of Rabash, of society and love of friends, intensify the work in the heart, include the Creator in every action we do, which is importance, greatness, love, and joy, and sharpen the intention for the Congress, that the goal of the Congress will be always in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, straight in front of us, that everything we do is towards that end of correction. Thank you, friends. L'chaim, together.
Florida, בבקשה.
Florida, go ahead.
Thank you, big dog. We came to a point where it's like we need to be thinking about each other on a continual basis, just like when you blink your eyes. I mean, for those of you who got kids, you think about your kids most of the day long. How are they doing? What's going on? How is it going? Same thing, even more here. We need to think about each other. Of course, it's a null, include, and enliven. And then we also need to spread the greatness of the Creator to each other at every given with every given breath. And if we can do that, we can achieve a lot.
תודה רבה לכל החברים. אנחנו רוצים.
Thanks a lot to all the friends. We want to announce a task from the convention preparation team. Every 10 realizes counsels and tricks to accept each and every friend as in the final correction. Again, every 10 does tricks and exercises in order to accept each and every friend as in the final correction. Announcements. Everyone's invited to join the World Kabbalah Convention, Going Above Reason, May 18 and 19. For details and registration, go to convention.kli.one. Friends, towards the Independence Day in Israel, we will have a public event with conversations about what is independence. There will also be refreshments and a lot of togetherness. Who are you, the State of Israel, uniting for our home in an Israeli Independence Day? This is on May 9th, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. This is for the broad public. Everyone's invited to invite their friends and family. We'll send the details and registration on WhatsApp to all the Israeli Kli. And today we have the recorded afternoon lesson at 12, 5:30 reading tests, and 7:30 reading the Zohar. We'll end with a song.
My dear friend, please take my hand and lead the way, and we'll rise and step together every day. With your help I'll finally break this heavy heart of stone. I can do this on my own. Without you I feel alone.
В твоем сердце есть особая черта, на любви к другому строится она. И зовет меня раскрыть ее в тебе, мой друг. Пробудить отдачи дух, насладить весь мир вокруг.
Боу Экамато.
El amor de nuestra unión calentará los corazones de toda la humanidad, gracias a la fuerza de nuestra plegaria.